Hi, everyone.
Hello.
We're back. Okay, so today's guest is the ever so talented Jules Diego. Not only is she kissing those cuticles with her immaculate manicures and taking the session world by storm, she's also a full-time mum to her son, Logan. And we're excited to hear more about this session tech today.
Hello, Jules.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm very excited to have our first guest on the podcast.
Yeah, first guest.
So embarrassed already.
No, it's good. So we just got a few questions for you, keeping it cash. But we want to know, what's the day like in your life?
Oh, God. Wow, it starts with a school run.
Yeah,
mum life.
So it starts with a school run and it can just look different at all times.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, if I'm not doing the school run, I'm getting Logan to my mum's house for 7 in the morning so she can do the school run, or his dad's got to chip in and do the school run.
Yeah.
She's on the go with the girl.
As well.
I suppose you don't really have, like, your diary just changes constantly.
It literally changes. So you can be prepared and ready to go in the morning and someone can message you and just be like, yeah, no, we're not doing this today.
So you're doing sort of private work as well as the session work?
Yeah, definitely. But I feel like the session work has stripped back a little bit. I'm not really sure why.
What, you feel like you're doing more private clients?
I feel like I'm doing more private clients.
That's quite nice though, right?
But it's nice because then you build that rapport with the client. You get to see them every 2-3 weeks.
It's nice to catch up with the clients, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's nice. And you're like, how was your holiday?
Yeah.
I don't know, you get to catch up with them. But if you're on a, you know, session job, you're never going to see that person again, really, are you?
But how did you get into the session work then?
I sent a bunch of emails.
Drafted.
You got a name out there.
Literally, I sent a bunch of emails to literally anyone who I could think of in the industry.
Yeah.
Did you ever assist, or did you like?
I did.
Oh, you did assist.
I did. Mm. So I assisted two really great manicurists actually. My first session job was Vivienne Westwood.
Oh, amazing. Not bad. That's funny.
Just Viv, you know.
But I was on a Facebook group for like session work and stuff. And
I never thought about Facebook.
Yeah, no. Yep,
Facebook, I didn't even know that existed.
Session work. Yep, all on there.
Girls, get your notes down. We're there with pen and pad.
So,
that group's just expanded.
Yeah.
So I was on there and I seen this lady and I knew that she was in session tech and she had put out this kind of thing saying, right, I need someone for tomorrow who's available. But she didn't say what it was for. And I was like, yep, in,
take
doing
that,
it.
Take that.
I think that's one of the things as well, just being available and just saying yes.
You've got to take that risk. So I was like, yep, perfect. And then she was like, oh, okay, yep, I'll have you. And I was like, all right, brilliant. Okay, I've really got to commit now.
Yeah.
Didn't have many polishes. And then she was like, right, meet me at this place. But she didn't tell me what the job was actually for. She was just telling me where to meet her. And so I turned up.
On her magical mystery tour.
So I had my 20 colours.
I could just imagine Jules like, where the hell am I?
What am I doing? What am I walking into?
Yeah.
And then,
were you nervous?
Super nervous. Had about 20 colours with me. I didn't know what to bring.
Yeah.
I think I had like a backpack, a suitcase, like just so much stuff.
Yeah.
And then I turned up and it was Vivienne Westwood and I was like, oh my God. Oh my gosh, I'm actually doing what I thought I never would be doing.
Yeah,
it was really weird.
I think it's good to like throw you in the deep end
Absolutely.
As well with stuff like that.
Totally.
Do you find it hard to kind of juggle like work life and mum life?
Absolutely. Yeah. I literally texted my friend this morning and I was like, I know I haven't seen you for ages. I haven't texted you for ages.
Yeah.
But I literally have no work-life balance.
Yeah.
I'm very, very poor at it. And I think I need to get better. So that's one of the goals.
That's one of your goals.
That's
this
one of the
year
goals.
Is to, you know, just work-life balance.
How does Logan feel about it? Like, you were saying to me earlier that he's like, Mum, where are you going today? Like,
literally,
what are you doing?
Every day. Oh my God, what job are you on today? What are you doing today?
I bet he's like, what freebies can you bag me? Yeah, like, what can I get out of it?
I remember actually getting a PR package from a brand. I can't remember what brand it is now. And then they were like, oh, we'll send some stuff for your kid as well. And I was like, oh, right.
Sick,
okay,
I'll
brilliant.
Take that.
All right. So this package comes and they send me all this stuff, like nail stuff and whatever. And then they just send a massive bag of like bath bombs. Aww. Like just stuff. It's like, oh my god, this is loving amazing.
It. It's like Christmas.
So yeah, like really loving it. So now every time I get a package, she's like, is there anything?
Yeah.
Me,
I'm eye up. Yeah.
They're not gonna send me something for you all the time.
Oh, bless him.
But yeah, it's like he goes into school and tells all his teachers.
Aww.
Just so like, oh my god, this is so embarrassing.
Does he sort of know and like appreciate what you actually like? Does is he old enough to sort of think, oh, this is actually quite
definitely.
Big stuff?
And then sometimes my clients are really chilled. So my private clients are really chilled, and they will actually just say, just bring loads
of. Oh, really? That's nice.
Yeah, so it's actually really nice. They're like, look, we've got kids, bring him with you. And then it always just ends up.
And have
being
you done
like,
that then? Yeah. Oh,
and it always just ends up being like, hi, can I bring Logan? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. Like, he's taking care of our little ones.
So with like the private client sort of thing, how do you sort of get them? Is it just they DM you, or do you go?
Most of the time it is.
Come on, how many requests have you got in your DM?
Yeah. Who's trying to get a Jules manicure here?
Like, I'd love to see the unread messages of how many
getting
requests.
It down from 99 plus.
Oh.
But we're getting it down. It's bad.
Is it?
And then sometimes someone will DM you, but then they'll email you and they're like, I tried to DM, I'm like, hun.
You're covering all angles here.
I don't even know where to begin. So take it easy on me. But I am getting there. I'm getting there.
Are you working every day, or are you doing sort of a taking as and when you get it? Like, how does it work?
Yeah, I kind of am working every day. And then as and when you can get it, to be honest.
Yeah. Do you ever have like quiet months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cried in January. I literally I absolutely cried.
Oh,
I cried, and I called my mum on the phone. I cried my mum. I mean, I called my mum on the phone.
I cried.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm crying. She's like, sorry, why are you crying? Yeah. So because I haven't had any work in like a week.
I suppose you must have that.
Jules. She was like, it's January. Like, yeah, January blues. No one's got any money.
How was it for you kind of during like the COVID stuff? Because like you could still do like session work, couldn't you?
Yeah, you was allowed to work.
Yeah. Session work was still kind of on. So I did take a few jobs actually. Mm. So I did take a few jobs.
What was that like with COVID? Was it really like?
But it was quite strict, like mask on all day. Yeah.
Because you worked in a school, right, didn't you?
Yeah.
You worked in school for a while, so you transitioned.
Yeah, I juggled both for ages, and I couldn't juggle schoolwork.
She's the queen juggler.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I literally could not juggle schoolwork, Logan, and doing the net. I just couldn't do it all three.
So was that your first job, the school?
No, so that was, I worked in beauty for years and years and years.
Yeah, because not a lot of people know that about you.
Yeah, I think everyone just thinks that I kind of just came into nails.
She's new on the scene.
But I'm like, it's been 13 years, I'm old.
She's been grafting behind the scenes.
But I always done beauty. And then when I had Logan, I actually, I was like, right, 6 months, I've got to get back to work. Mm. I love you. I really love being your mum.
Yeah.
But I'm really tired of the,
yeah,
like I just couldn't do it every day.
Yeah,
so I was
like,
right, gotta go out and get a job.
Yeah,
so I actually went and became a dental nurse.
Oh,
so I was a dental nurse for 2 years.
Wow.
And then I was like, right, no, got to get back into beauty.
Yeah.
And then I worked for a brand called The Light Salon in Harvey Nicks, and I was a facialist for 2 years.
Ah.
And then I was like, right.
Oh, she's gone.
Fucking hell, girl. Oh, shit, like, literally.
And then after that, I was like, right, Logan's going to school now. I need a job that works around school hours.
Yeah.
Went and worked in a school and became an annual review coordinator. If you don't know what that is.
Yeah, I was going to say that's gone straight over my head.
I'm just literally like,
It basically just is someone who supports the families of people, of students, children who have special needs. So yeah, you make sure they've got social workers and all of that kind of stuff. Mm. And then it was in the first lockdown, I was on my personal page and I was just soaking off my gels. Like, you know when you just shove a process?
Yeah.
And my friend was like, oh my God, wait, where's your Insta page? And I was like, Insta? Why would I ever do that?
Yeah.
Like, that's just silly. She was like, no, honestly, like, it would be really great. So I went to bed that night and I was like, right, that's it. I'm going to make an Insta page.
Yeah.
You grafted your Insta page.
So I did.
Yeah. You grafted it.
And then yeah, I don't know. It just blew up from there.
I remember when you started seeing your names like popping up all the time. And I remember I was like, Fanny Badger. I was like, is this girl? You were like on in lockdown.
Well, do you know what the craziest thing was? You actually came to me for a manicure.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
I was like, that's how I sort of met you. She came to my little lodge and I was like, you're right, hon.
I was like, oh my gosh, her nails are incredible. I've got to go to her.
I was excited to meet you though. I was like, how have I bagged her? Like, this is mad.
On the workshops, we'd always end up on the same workshops and start talking to each other like, hiya, hiya. Hi. And that was it.
Do you know what? I think it's nice though going to get a manicure from another nail tech as well.
Yeah, definitely.
But I had come to you and my nails were absolutely shocking.
I must admit, when she came to me,
they
I was like,
so bad. They were really bad because I had just like pure acetone every single day.
Yeah.
Just soaking them off in lockdown just to create content.
Were you using Biosculpture at the time as well? Because I think I was using Biosculpture and I think you probably came to me just to see what Bio was all about.
Yeah. And then I think I jumped on the bandwagon
that was it.
But I had always seen it in years like in little salons but you know over the years of beauty but you would just never think oh yeah let me have a bit of that but seeing everyone else use it was like game changer I need a bit of that
she's on it
definitely so what is something you would tell like 18 year old self like as a bit of advice what would you tell like your younger self
don't compare yourself you know that's like my biggest thing and just that everything is actually going to be all right. So even if you think, oh God, no, it's not going to work out, I think you've just got to walk in it and know that it will.
Yeah.
Didn't think I'd be here. Didn't think I'd be seeing the clients that I do.
Yeah.
Doing the work that I do. But
I think it's taking that leap of faith to just DM people.
Just do it.
And if you get told no, like,
but that's
who cares?
That's honestly the question that people ask me all the time is like, how did you get there? Like, how did you get? I literally waited for a bunch of no's, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're just like, oh hi.
Just give them a little nudge,
I'm a manicurist. Yeah. And,
do you know what? It'll just get to that stage where they all of a sudden need a manicurist and they'll be like, that DM.
But
like, remember that?
That's literally again what's happened to me this morning. So I worked with someone. She's a makeup artist, but I worked with someone. And she messaged me this morning. She's like, oh, I'm working on a short film. You literally came to mind. We need a manicurist. And I was like,
perfect.
Amazing.
She's just getting your name out there, really.
It's just making yourself known, isn't it, really? Yeah. And getting connecting with people, I guess, right?
Yeah,
just
definitely.
But it's like building genuine connections because what you don't want to do is build a connection with someone, do the work, and then just never see them again. It's like no, you want it to be authentic.
I think as well, I think it's willing to be able to do stuff for free.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like just give up your time and maybe actually prioritize that over something else.
Absolutely. I've got clients now that I'm like, you're not even my client, you're just my permanent hand model.
Yeah.
Now, I'll give up my whole day for you.
How much time do you give for content then?
Well, do you know, these days, not much at all.
Yeah.
Much at all, only because I try and just get the picture of what I can in that
moment.
Yeah.
Because the Instagram reels are just flawless.
They're stunning.
They're sick.
It's
all a lie. The other day, I was sitting in the shop and I was like, right, I'm doing this. I'm inspiring my inner Jules.
Yeah.
And I'm like trying to get the bottle and I was like, it's all sticky. And it's like, mate, she must spend all day.
The amount of times I've tried as well.
I'm gonna do actually. I'm gonna post like
the outtakes.
Just gonna post like bloopers.
Insta versus reality.
The other day that really made me laugh. And you was like, couldn't hold the bottle or open the bottle because the hands were too oily or something.
No, I remember that time when we were watching you and you put like so much scrub on and we were like, steady, Jules, and you were like, no, it was a mistake.
I didn't mean to do like a full squeeze. I was like,
she's like,
God.
I definitely took it off their hand and put it in a
new
pot.
Like, no, you're not wasting that much product.
That's so funny.
God. So, Jules, what's been your proudest moment? Surely it's got to be doing Rosie Huntington Wiley's now.
Probably.
Probably.
But again, that was so random how
was
that
it?
Came into my life.
I would just love that. Just wake up one morning.
DM from Rose.
Just got a message from Rose.
Literally, like, so random. So, my second ever session job was working for British Vogue. I'm off again with a 20 colours.
You're in it.
And
I'll forgive him my 20 colours.
That's it. Literally, I had like these 20 polishes. She's like, what do you take for a set? Like, yeah. No.
I suppose they, like, do you even know what you're meant to be doing on these shoots before you turn up?
Only when I did a couple shoots that they would give you, say they'd want a certain colour because then it would be in the editorial, right? So you would get the colours there. Mm. But as you say, whether they want gel, polish, design, anything.
You literally take everything with you, but you don't know what you're going to do.
And then they're like, you get sheer
there,
nude.
And it's like, that's it. You get there and it's like, can we just have a sheer nude? And you're like, oh.
And you have to sit around all day.
Yeah.
And you sit around it's all a day. Long, it's quite long-winded, isn't it? Like you're there all day if they want you there for
and
another nail colour change.
And I remember that shoot was, I was there at 7 a.m. and I didn't leave until 7 p.m.
Wow. Oh, it's a long day.
There. And that connected you with Rosie.
But that connected me. So, yeah. So then, yeah, I had an email. But it didn't have anything official on the bottom. It just said sent from iPhone. So I was like, okay, yeah. So it was like, oh, my client.
Who is this?
Yeah, the person I work for is looking for a Mani and Pedi. But in the subject, it said Mani Pedi VIP. So I'm like, yeah, okay. So then I was like, oh, right, okay then. So then I just emailed back and I was like, yeah, I'm London, I'm local.
Yeah.
You know, who's your client, basically? And she's like, oh, I'll just send my client your page and she can have a look.
Yeah.
So I was like, right, okay. Oh, all right, yeah.
And they like it. This is how we roll. It's like, incognito.
By someone at Vogue. And I was like, oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. And then, so she was like, oh, yep, she loves your work. When can you come? And I was like, oh, I'm free tomorrow. Like, I'll come tomorrow. She's like, oh, okay, yeah, no, that's brilliant. Let's sort out a rate. And then she's like, oh, yeah, just to let you know, your client's Rosie Huntington.
Oh!
And I was like, oh,
jaw drop.
Okay, called my mum again. It's Rosie!
Logan! Logan!
I was like, we've made it.
Logan's like, can I come?
But literally, that's literally how it happened.
That's
got an email from her PA. That someone at Vogue had recommended me. And then here we are. I think we're a year and a half in.
Oh,
a year,
so nice. Yeah.
That's crazy.
How cool.
So it's really nice. But now I don't ever feel like I'm going to do a select. I just feel like I'm going to see my friend.
Yeah, but if you like as you said, you build that nice rapport with someone.
It's so chill.
Yeah.
You just laugh together.
The thing is, at the end of the day, they're people.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Literally. And I remember calling my sister, actually, on the first appointment. And I was like, oh my God, I'm standing outside. I can't breathe.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She's like, just treat her like a normal.
But that's probably
like
what she likes.
Like your normal person.
Yeah.
And I went in and I felt like we just clicked.
You seen Jason?
Like, I have.
Oh, hey!
You're beautiful, right?
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's like when he offers you a water and you're like, yeah, I'll have a water.
Thank you.
I'm all nervous.
That's
hot.
So funny. Have you ever had a moment in like, on like a set or anything like that where you do have that sort of heart drop moment, or has there any been like, and how do you sort of deal with that sort of like, do you just have to have a word with yourself?
Like, you've got to have a word with yourself, like, okay, no, it's absolutely fine. Just treat them like a normal person. I remember doing a shoot with Rosie, actually. So we were on set, I'm sure it was somewhere around here actually, and this makeup artist walks in, and I'd been following him for years, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's so incredible.
Do my makeup.
Managed by incredible people.
Yeah.
And he walks in, and I was just like, oh my God, it's him. Like,
it's weird, isn't it? You're like, you think, because you feel like you know them, but you're also.
I always do that. When I meet people off Instagram, I want to be like, how was your holiday in Dubai? But then it's like, they don't know.
But yeah, no, you literally have to have a word with yourself. You're like, right, just calm down. Don't
play it bad. Cool. Play it cool, Jules. Play it cool.
You've never seen them before, but you know, like, their surname.
Yeah.
As you say, like, they're ready to live that morning, literally.
That's the thing.
Oh, God.
What's one thing that has sort of surprised you about the nail industry?
Is that there is actually a big community. It's actually quite massive.
Yeah,
and I just wish that people would make friends more. Like, it's actually
it's
so
community
fun.
Over competition, isn't
it? Absolutely. It has got better, though. I feel like since maybe lockdown, it was everyone kind of came together, didn't they? And then, I don't know, we've now... Is it still like that? I feel like we're all kind of...
Yeah. I feel like you're always going to get someone that has
some tricky person.
I feel like you kind of...
Some Karen.
You
Karen.
Gravitate towards
no offense to any Karen.
You gravitate towards your people, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Your vibe attracts your tribe.
Absolutely.
I love that.
So yeah, I feel like that is it, is you just gravitate towards your people and then they're your community.
Is there anything that sort of surprised you about the session side of things, like how the day actually goes? Like, is it quite shocking that, like, the one thing that surprised me is that when you do your nails, you can't leave. Do you know what I mean? You've got to stay there. I was a bit
even
like,
not, as we said, it's long.
You literally still have to stay.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, wait, yeah, but we're not changing the nail.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there has been a few times though, if work does come through, I'm always like, right, can I do this as a do and go?
Yeah.
Because I can't.
Because you have to give your whole day, don't you? Yeah.
You've got to commit your whole day to that. And if, I don't know, Rosie's on the line.
Yeah.
Can you see me at 6? Yeah. You're trying to go and see Rosie at 6.
Definitely. Get there quick.
Yeah. So I'm just like, right, can this be a do and go? And they're like, oh, yeah, no, it's fine.
So would you say that's kind of a pet peeve?
Yeah.
That type of, is there anything else if you had to give anyone for session advice, if that's what they want to do, like be warned?
Yeah, I feel like the waiting around is the biggest pet peeve.
Just realise that it's not as glamorous maybe as
that's it. Yeah, and I think sometimes people, do you know, I get this message all the time. It's like, oh my gosh, I want to be living your life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, well, I've just sat under a desk trying to paint someone's toes.
I was going
to
say.
So, hun, I'm not sure if you do.
What's like the back pain like? Because obviously we're in a salon because we've got the desk, we've got everything.
It's insane.
Like, you must be on the floors of people's kitchen tables.
We've got the hairdresser working on them.
Yeah.
They've got the makeup artist. And unfortunately for the nail tech, if you're doing, especially your foot shape, you are under that table or working around them
in a
way.
There has been times where Rosie's been sat in a chair, and I am belly down on the floor painting nails, makeup's going on, hair dry, and you're like
ducking every light.
Don't smudge the nail.
Like, it's just so it's not as glamorous as people think. Very, very fun. You meet loads of different people that then connect you with other people.
Yeah.
But it's not as glamorous as what people think it is.
Another question that I know you get DM'd a lot is a lot of people ask, like, oh, how do you become like a London manicurist and stuff like that?
That's constant. I live in London. I don't know what to tell you. Where has this come from?
Like,
I don't know what to tell you about being a London manicurist. I live here.
That's the thing. It's on your doorstep.
I was about to say, you're on the plot. So even if you was at home and then all of a sudden you get Rosie calling, you could easily.
And you're just like, and it's mad that people are actually closer than you think. As in distance wise.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
She lives in the road next to me. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Because I think a lot of people kind of, like you said, the whole comparison thing, a lot of people see the London lifestyle or they see all these amazing shoots and they think, oh my God, I want to be there. But I don't know. I live in a tiny village somewhere. Like, do I need to be in London to be able to do this? But I think.
And I also think that you don't have to buy all these expensive products to make yourself known and be seen on Instagram.
If you're charging a 20 quid manicure, don't buy.
There's no
Baccarat Rouge and all that jazz.
There's no
stick your Willie Dior on and have a little go.
Honestly, like, stick with the old faithful Willie Dior.
What are, if you could have then, you'll say, like, your main core kit product.
What's in there?
What is in there?
Ooh. Willida, 100%.
Yeah, no.
Do you know, I've done an interview actually, and someone has said to me, main products, like, what do you keep in your kit? And I was like, number one product is Willida. And they were like, oh, can't you say something a bit more chic?
A bit more.
I was like, it's incredible.
Bit more luxury. Yeah.
Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
But why lie as well? Like,
yeah,
that's
no.
Confusing.
And I was like, I want to be true to myself. Like, that is one product that I swear by.
Yeah.
So that, Augustina's.
Oh,
Augustina's.
The
cream is really nice.
Is it?
It's really expensive. It's really spenny.
Yeah.
Like, see, this is the thing, like you say, there's techs out there that are buying these products but only charging 20 odd quids for a manicure.
It's not worth it.
You're
not making your money back.
No.
One of those costs £215.
Oh!
So how on earth are you charging?
Is that then? Like, I'd be like, you know, like you were saying about earlier when you come here, I'd be like, there you go.
I would just keep the bottle and then put Walida in the bottle. Like.
Everyone's going to be sniffing the bottle. Like, is anyone, a client's going to come in and say, no, is that the proper cream? Is that the other cream?
Only use it on your favourites.
Don't.
But definitely that. But yeah, spenny, very.
What about night nail wise? Any colours that is like you're like you got to go through?
I feel like ones I get through most. Pillar box.
Always.
Red.
Classic.
There's something really, I was saying.
I don't know what it is.
When you paint it though, do you not find, I go into a bit of a trance because it's really therapeutic.
It's mesmerising. Mm. Like that. I was painting it on someone and she was like, I'm really sorry, but my mouth's just open because
my mouth
is just like, oh my God. Yeah. It's so nice.
I think it's such a power red as well. Like the clients instantly are like, oh, like, wow, I feel amazing.
I just feel like you've got to like, I don't know, get your purse out and pay for something.
Yeah. All of a sudden start talking with your hands a bit more. Yeah.
What other colours?
Gotta be bio rose, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. Go through tons of that as well.
What do you think of like spring summer colours for this year? Like,
right, so did you see my post yesterday? All nighter, the green.
Yeah.
Are we all nighter?
Yeah.
Okay, so that green, can everyone get it, please?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Who was it? We had a client in once who had an all nighter and she literally lived up to the name and went out on a
night.
Yeah. She was like, I blame the nails. I was like, wow, really?
It's such a good colour.
It's beautiful.
Like, what are some so sort nice. Of like trends you feel are going to come in this year, do you feel?
Neons.
Like? Neons,
absolutely.
The really?
Neons are back. I like but a matte neon as well, you
even
know.
Even when you walk into the shops, it's just all neon at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Godzara the other day. I was like,
so neon.
Pow, with all the colour. I was like, oh my God.
I was going to paint my nails for you guys. Well, it's just one coat.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
All shame up.
I was going to paint my nails for you guys and do tangerine.
Oh.
But yeah, we didn't get round to that.
That's all right.
That's my work.
She's known as Stinky Pinky Jaws to me.
I don't think you're a real nail tech unless your nails aren't done.
Yeah. Oh,
I know.
Yeah, that is
because you haven't got time to do that.
I'm definitely like hiding my hands behind the sofa.
I'm just a clear paint kind of girl.
Well, you normally have Dane on, don't you?
I know. Yeah.
I think she just goes for it because it's the most like her name. I think that's why she's only done it.
Needs to change it. I think I saw, did Rosie have it on? Did I inspire?
She did. But do you know what? Actually, normally she goes through like tons and tons. We go through tons and tons of bubble bath.
Really? Yeah, nice.
And I think it had been the third appointment and she was like, oh, and I was like, oh, right. So what we have in then? And she was like, oh, bubble butt. And I was like, yeah, no.
Really?
Not. Choose another colour.
You've got to mix it up.
Like, I love it how she's on that I'm level really with Rosie. Where if I saw her, I'd be like, yeah, have whatever you want. You can have what you
I'm
want.
I'm so firm. I was like, no, can you choose another colour? She's like, you really want me to do something else?
We're going to see you in a few months with neon and we'll be like, that was Jules.
She'll be all night
in
it.
She won't let me go anywhere near a bright colour. But I was like, right, can we have Dane?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, all right, go on
then. I suppose for a job though, you can't be banging out like neon greens and stuff like that. Yeah.
No, she's like, yes, stay away from the colour.
So what's the sort of like next move for you? What do you want to kind of achieve in the sort of next couple of years?
She's going international. The girl's got to go shortly.
Do you know what? I really want to travel this year.
Nice.
But I feel like I want my contract to include I can take Logan where I go.
Amazing.
I bet you're getting there.
I can take Logan. Yeah, I can take Logan.
Yeah, we're happy to assist anytime.
We can vlog it for you.
Carry bags, make some reels.
Yeah. I'll be there with the 20 colours. Yeah.
But now, it's mad actually saying that, is you start off with like 20 colours. I think I've got like 200 now.
Yeah.
And it's a mental.
And do you take them all with you?
Really? Do you?
I'm that person.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah, because you can't, because it's just in case as well.
I always pack for just in case.
Mm.
Yeah, so, but yeah, travel more.
Anywhere in particular you want to travel to? Is there like a destination where you're like, oh?
I don't think so, but I've had a lot of DMs at the moment being like, can you come to Paris?
Lovely.
And can I come to New York? So manifesting those.
Love that.
If they are coming to me, then absolutely.
How amazing would that be?
I know.
But yeah.
Like, well, listen, the Eurostar is literally Paris. Is
I know.
What? 2 hours. It takes you long enough just to.
I'm far at all.
Yeah.
What else?
Is there anyone in particular you got your eye on that you'd like to start doing?
No, there was.
Mm.
And you got them?
No, there wasn't. Someone else got them. And then
community over competition.
And then I was like, I don't want to do them anymore.
Yeah.
Can you say who or
no?
Hush, hush.
I won't say.
Yeah. No.
I suppose it's nice just like going with it and like who you get, who you don't.
You'll get them. Listen, you'll more than likely end up whoever it is at some point.
Yeah.
That's the thing. The universe works in a
serious way. I was
going
to DM and like slide in there the other day and be like, I can sort your nails out.
Yeah.
But then I was like, no.
Yeah.
No. But yeah.
But if you want, I'm there. But no.
That's so nice. Funny. What else you got coming up?
Oh, I am actually going to do some travel.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
So are you doing any holidays or anything, like actual normal?
Actual time off for you.
But I've only booked one and I'm just like, where can I go in the middle?
Yeah.
We've booked Portugal as a family. So like my sister, her kids, her husband, her mother-in-law, my mum. But I want like a middle. Where can we go in the middle? So ideas.
Ideas, anyone? Yeah. Suggestions.
Let us know.
7-year-old who also loves to travel.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I love going on holiday, just us two.
That'd be nice.
We hang out, make friends with the mums or the dads.
Yeah.
While the kids play. Yeah.
Is it harder for you to do the session or your work when Logan's on school holidays? Like, how does that work?
Do you know what? His dad's actually really good. I won't. Yeah. His dad is actually really good. So I'd be like, look, I'm on this job, so can you come and get Logan?
It's nice to have that communication.
Yeah. So it is good that he will often drop things, in order to take him.
That's good. Yeah.
And is Logan chilled with all the sort of I'm here, I'm there?
He's super chilled. Yeah. So I did say to him, oh, I'm going away in April for work for a few days. And he's a bit like, oh my God, like, where will I stay?
Yeah.
Like, with your dad. Like, it's 2 or 3 days. It's not, you know, the end of the world. But he's a bit like, oh, I want to come. And I'm like,
well, listen, with those contracts, you're just saying, when it comes to it.
Logan
began on holiday.
Literally. Yeah.
That's so sweet. So speaking of, obviously, you're a mum. So what are you doing Mother's Day?
What am I doing for Mother's Day? Well, I'm working. I am working, but I think we're going to go out for an evening meal.
Nice.
And I was actually on the way here, I was going to text his dad and say, do you know what I really want for Mother's Day? I just want some AirPods.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally all I want.
I thought you were going to be like a day off.
Yeah, imagine.
I want that too. I must do that.
Yeah.
Text him and say, nice. I just want some AirPods. That's all I want. I don't want anything.
They're handy, them.
But AirPods.
Yeah, nice.
Cool.
It's been such a fun little podcast.
It has, hasn't it? It was very
It's been so relaxed.
I know.
It's been so like chilled. Look, it's been chill.
I know. Yeah, it's been so chill.
So people wanted to book in with you,
come and see me.
DM.
Don't DM her.
Don't DM me. But if you go into the contact bit, my email is on there.
Perfect.
So email me. You can come and see me at the Corinthia hotel in London.
Okay. I haven't even touched that, but it's not on it.
Yeah, we ain't stopped yet.
So you can come see me at the Corinthia again. Random.
Yeah.
Sent an email. They don't offer nails.
Yeah.
So I could be that.
Oh,
person.
Is that how you got it then? That's unreal, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd think that they didn't offer any type of nail
Nails. They don't believe in it. They just believe in like having.
That's mad, isn't
it? They just believe in like a holistic spa treatment.
But also.
Really relaxing.
But a nail treatment is relaxing.
And it can be semi-holistic in a way, can't it?
But yeah, that was really random. So Rosie's PA.
Yep.
Was like, oh, I've got a contact.
Rosie's PA is a. Yeah,
she's brilliant.
She
was like to me, oh, I've got contact at the Corinthia. If you'd like it, just let me know and I'll send it over. So she did, sent an email to them, and then I think it was within a matter of hours.
Wow.
She was like, do you want to meet for a coffee tomorrow? And I was like, this is real.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't do tomorrow, but I can meet the next day. So went and met him for a coffee and he was like, yeah, I'm on board. Like, what do you want to do? And
how cool.
I think that's amazing that even if you see a gap for yourself, just going like, listen, I don't know if you've ever thought about this, I'm happy to do this. That could elevate you in this
way.
And
I feel like there's so many times where I've done that and been like, I wouldn't charge you. Like, let's do it for free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trial it.
Yeah. And let's just see what happens. But I was like, that.
How mad. I would never have thought, if anything, that they've obviously reached out and contacted you, but you just put yourself out there and done that.
So when you do questions on Instagram, people are like, oh my God, how did you get? I'm like, I actually just sent an email.
Yeah. It's just as simple as that.
But do you know what the block people have? Like the fear of like rejection. It's like, who cares?
I hate it in like my normal everyday life. but I feel like when it comes to work, I'm a bit more fearless.
Love that.
Good.
Yeah, but like, rejection she's from Julia, like, other people. I'm like,
so alter ego.
But yeah, I'm just like, oh yeah, just send the email. Yeah. What they're gonna say is no, it's fine.
So is that probably the biggest advice you would give? Yeah, like, send out there.
Send
that email.
Literally, when people message me, I'm like, just if you're overthinking it, you need to just do it.
No, just do it.
Yeah,
because I just see. Do it. Was it yesterday that you did? Liberties saw, did they contact you for the Mother's Day? It's so cute that.
Mother's Day.
And now she's she's influencing anyway, but she's influencing all days on one
really
now.
It's really funny that, like, you can post something and they're like, oh, we've had some sales from that. And I'm like, from me?
Yeah.
Like, why would anyone buy anything I've said?
But the now influencer, I feel like it's wild. Become a thing now. It really is. Like, because obviously you're promoting a lifestyle as well as a treatment. And
I think the lockdown has also given people the chance to be like, no, treat yourself to that. Do you know, buy that expensive product.
But I don't know if I could. Let me put it like this. If I wasn't getting PR packages, I don't know if I could spend
the money
that much.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, guys.
Really, really spenny. Like, it's a lot of
That's
money.
The thing, you've got to be real. And I think you've just got to sort it out. Like, actual realistic.
What works?
What are you earning?
London prices, like, obviously, are a lot more.
Yeah, like, you know, it's just, you can't be charging £20-25 and then
for a luxury manicure, really, if you want to call it.
The thing is, that's the thing, you can still do a scrub. It's absolutely just not the most.
Do you know where
to
have the best scrubs? God. And other stories.
They're my scrubs in the shop. I love them.
They smell so nice. Like, they're so good.
No, they are. They're really good. Everyone in the shop is always, I feel like half taking off the packet and just putting my name on it.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
New label, new type.
But no, they're great.
Yeah, they're so good. They foam up really nice. Yeah.
But the scents are amazing on them as well.
Because they are the same as a couple of the other scents, like designer scents.
Absolutely.
If you want to call it that. But we love them in there.
Yeah, you don't have to break the bank, basically, in order to create a luxury service.
What a beautiful quote that was.
About to say.
She's going
to
use that on Instagram later.
You know, you could be the luxury. So you going above and beyond for someone and giving them and other school, like, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
It's still such a nice service.
Yeah, definitely.
So don't feel like you've got to be, you know, everyone on Instagram.
It's that comparison, isn't it? Yeah, definitely.
I think that's a nice way to.
But yeah, it's been nice to be
on. Lovely having you.
Thank you very much.
That's all right, doll.
So tune in another week or so?
We do these weekly, so we'll have another one ready in a week. And we'll have another exciting guest. We'll give you a little guest. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. And we look forward to seeing you again soon.